We need each other to shine. It's scientifically proven. Scientifically speaking, we need each other to shine. I confirmed this one night on a West Coast island in the backyard of an astronomy-crazed couple's home. They told me that they actually fell in love over their mutual obsession with outer space. They had a mega telescope to prove it. Like you actually got up on a ladder to look through the lens, and it was in its own small cabin with a retractable roof. And for a small donation, island visitors could have a look-see with a side of tea and cookies. Check out this star now, they instructed, and they adjusted the lens for me. Which one exactly? I asked. Because I see two stars really close together, and two stars over here, and then there's two more. They're hanging out over there together. They're in twos. They're all in twos. And they looked at each other as if to say, oh, honey, we have a winner. And I felt like a total keener, like maybe they were going to name a new constellation after me. And that's how I learned that, scientifically speaking, we need each other to shine. Because the vast majority of stars are binary. They actually live in pairs. From our distance, it looks like single stars hanging in the sky. But through powerful telescopes, you'll see that it's very often a duo and they're huddled together. Stars require each other's gravitational pull in which to coexist. After thousands, like hundreds of thousands of years, some stars will pull apart, and in star time, they die relatively quickly without each other. And as I'm looking through the telescope, I whisper, I knew it. I knew relationships are where it's at. And with all of us cozied up and gazing, we all made a collective, mm-hmm. I wondered about the conversation stars must have with each other. The constant relating. Desperate, inextractable, unified, syncopated, almost eternally comforting. If one star says, I need more space, does the other star say, it's just never enough for you? Or is it steady belovedness? I got your back. Wouldn't want to do this without you. I don't need you, but I want you. It was a chilly night, so they gave my son and I a wool blanket to wrap up in. I pulled my boy closer to me. I considered our oneness with each other. Oneness with this quirky, impassioned couple that we just met. Oneness with the deer in their backyard. Oneness with everyone I've ever met in all of my lifetimes and ever will. We shine brighter when we give in to needing each other. The union, the bliss, the bind, the abandonment scars, the vows, the wows, the spirit, the science. Alone and together, all at once. All of us, stars. Hey, this is Danielle Laporte, and you can find more of me at daniellelaporte.com, obviously, and everywhere on social media. Love. Thank you.